This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's focus on verse 20 as we wrap it up. Verse 20. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The most important thing in your life is to have your name written in heaven, which is the figurative expression that I referred to earlier. 2 or 3 weeks ago, I talked about Emily Larson, who was a missionary in the country of Peru with Wycliffe Bible Translators. Powerful story. If you remember the story, Millie said at first she didn't believe in the demonic. When she went down there, she thought everything was of the mind. Then she got to the place where she did believe in the demonic, but she said, I felt powerless to do anything about it. And then she came to the place where she not only believed in it, she believed she could do something about it in the name of Jesus. Today, I want to tell you a story about another Wycliffe Bible translator, coincidentally by the name of Eunice Pike, who worked in Mexico with the Mazatec Indians. While there, she found that the people were often consumed by their fears of evil spirits and that the gospel brought comfort in ways that sometimes were unexpected. She found this in a particular woman in this tribe of the Mazatec Indians by the name of Juana. Eunice was surprised to learn that Juana's favorite hymn was the hymn that you're familiar with, "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, I'll Be There." And what intrigued Eunice Pike about this was that Juana was not a woman who ever went to school, so she'd never heard her name called from a school roll. Juana was never in the military, so she never went through a roll call in the military, and she was thinking of all the things that we talk about, your name being on a roll. None of that existed in her life, and so she asked Juana, why does that song mean something to you? Why is it so important? And she said, it means a lot to me to know that my name is written in heaven. And my name has been written above. And Jesus said, don't rejoice that the demons submit to my authority and the authority of my name, but be rejoiced rather that your names are written in heaven. The most important place to have your name is not on a roll book at a school or in the military or on a tax roll, whatever the case may be. It's to be in heaven, to be listed as those who are saved, to be with the Lord forever. Jesus said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, Jesus said, you will be also. The greatest thing is to say, I'm going to be where Jesus is forever. My name is written in heaven. That's a figurative expression to mean that the Lord has committed to me and committed to you that we're going to be with him forever. That's what it means, that your name is written in heaven, that you have the commitment of Christ himself. And the blood of Christ is the part of the covenant that seals the covenant. It's the deal maker, is the blood of Christ seals the deal that I'm going to live with him forever because my name is written in heaven. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word today from Luke. Thank you for speaking to us from this chapter, Luke 10. Thank you for speaking to us about the name that is above every name. Help us to realize everything we do in your name is spiritual warfare. We pray in your name. We witness in your name. We worship in your name. We hope in your name. We forgive in your name. Even forgiveness is something that we do in your name. Satan doesn't want us to forgive anybody. He really doesn't. He wants us to remain in our bitterness, in our rancor, in our resentment. But we forgive in Jesus' name, meaning that you give us the capacity to forgive, that capacity that wasn't there before, but it's there now because of you and your name. Bless this decision time in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.